Conservative candidates hope to take over school boards across the country this past election cycle. Many campaigned on parental rights platforms. But the results were mixed, including in Indiana. From WFYI's education desk, Lee Gaines unpacks the aftermath of a hotly contested school board race in Carmel and what the results mean for some of the most vulnerable students.
Avi doesn't usually pay attention to school board elections, but last year's race was different.
When you have people like verbally talking about outright banning your presence from a classroom, it's startling and worrying, especially because there were people that agreed with them.
The 16-year-old is non-binary. We're not using their full name to protect their privacy. Avi attends Carmel Clay Schools, a high-performing district in an affluent suburb of Indianapolis. Avi and their dad, Phil, were worried about three conservative candidates running as a slate. Phil says he feared what could happen if they took over the school board.
We did have serious reservations and concerns about our future in the Carmel Clay School District because we weren't sure that it was going to be a safe space for our kid.
Like many communities across the country, tensions over race and LGBTQ identities have been rising in Carmel over the last couple years. Avi says they were full of dread on the day of the election.
I was dreading it because of the fact that I was worried that these candidates were going to get seats and then be able to greatly affect my school and my life. But I was pleasantly surprised.
Greg Brown is the only member of the conservative slate who won a seat on the Carmel Clay School Board. The race was close, with neither Democrats nor Republicans claiming landslide victories in what are supposed to be nonpartisan races. Brown says stories of liberal indoctrination in schools motivated him to run for office.
I'm concerned with where schools are going across the nation. I am not saying that Carmel has lots of progressive teachers that are doing these things. I don't know. I just want to make sure we don't head that way.
Brown says allowing transgender students to use the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity is an example of progressive indoctrination in schools. He also doesn't believe students should be asked to share their pronouns. And he says discussions of controversial issues like gender identity shouldn't take place in the classroom.
The schools are in charge of education, and they should be teaching education. They shouldn't be dabbling into the area of values. I find that absolutely wrong from a conservative Christian perspective.
Brown insists indoctrination is rampant in schools across the country. John Vallant is with the Brookings Institution. He says the idea that teachers are indoctrinating students is a result of a media landscape that has amplified made-up stories and incidents taken out of context.
I think it's giving people a really warped sense of what's happening in the vast majority of American classrooms.
Vallant says there's already been major changes in districts where conservative candidates successfully gained majorities on school boards, like in Florida and South Carolina. Vallant says the parental rights message appeals to some communities.
But then in a lot of other places, it just doesn't resonate.
Avi, the non-binary student from Carmel, is relieved that the parental rights message didn't resonate with the majority of their city's voters. They say indoctrination isn't a real issue, but removing books and barring discussions of LGBTQ identities and race in the classroom is something to be worried about.
For so many minority kids, school is already hell, so to see yourself reflected in those spaces is crucial to helping you understand that you also deserve a spot in the world.
Avi says they'll continue to pay close attention to politics, and they're eager to vote in future elections. I'm Lee Gaines, WFYI News.